very interested to find a new term this week that I certainly hadn't heard of. It's called a biophilic development. And apparently the first of its kind, a 24-story apartment building in Bree Street in Cape Town, is being launched. What on earth is a biophilic development? Well, the name of it, it's called The Fynbos, should give you a clue. Donovan Gilman joins me now, who's the landscape architect for the project. Donovan, thank you very much for your time. Good afternoon.
Hi. Great.
Okay, biophilic. Tell me, what is it?
It's a little bit of a fancy term for saying that it's a biogenetically orientated building, not genetically, but bio by its terms of its vegetation and the way it operates. The vegetation is operating within a system.
Okay, how do you have vegetation with apartments? But almost by definition, in the past, apartments have a few pot plants, and that's as far as you go.
Well, this is not the first in the world, but a building in Milan called the Bosco Verticale was the precedent that many of these buildings are now being based on, with large trees in planters and planters along the buildings, which is not so unusual in many cases. Lots of buildings have planters on the building, but the amount of them or the volume on the facade of the building is what makes it different.
So the building looks a bit like a green wall. It doesn't. It's much more broken up with greenery.
It's much more broken up with greenery, but with the particular conditions in Cape Town, we've grouped the plants into what will be probably the best spots, and the existing wind studies have shown where those are, and future wind studies that will still be done under the research period of the project, and we'll tailor where those are. So the building will blend with plants and building.
And is there another role that the plants play? Obviously, it looks good. It presumably is very good for the atmosphere up there. What else do the plants do?
Well, they recycle nutrients. They soften the wind actually around the building, reduce turbulence lower down in the building. If you think of the foreshore, how the buildings there, which are bare, and there's very little vegetation on ground level, how much impact the wind has at ground level. So it does have effects like that. It will attract environmental we anticipate birds, insects, etc., living on it. That's been the experience in Milan, in China, in Singapore, where buildings like this have been built.
All right. And I presume there's a heavy emphasis on stuff like solar power throughout the building as well?
Yes, there's a complete solar power system, which is being installed by the developer and will be offer lower cost electricity. There's recycling of the water. We're utilizing groundwater as a backup, but recycled water as well for the irrigation of the building.
And the plants, when it says the Fynbos, will it be Fynbos?
It will be some Fynbos. What the Fynbos idea is, well, I've used the idea of Table Mountain as a metaphor for Fynbos. Table Mountain is one of the most studied environments in South Africa. Obviously, we landed here and we studied here. And the building withstands all the conditions that a building lower down has to withstand. Severe conditions of wind, shade, changing seasons. So modeling it on that gives us an idea. And there are about just over 30 trees that occur on the mountain. Many of them occur elsewhere as well, in the Fynbos and in its associated forests along the west coast, east coast.
I've had a WhatsApp message saying, building with all that growth, would it be a fire hazard?
There is provision for using plants with lower amounts of dry mass on them because there simply isn't space. It would be part of the maintenance to maintain that, but there is also a fire protection system, which is under the engineering development.
Is this number right? The release I have in front of me talks about 24-story building. That sort of sounds all right. 689 apartments. Is that correct? That sounds an awful lot of apartments.
They're micro apartments. They are small, and there are some multi-bedroom ones. I'm less involved in the building than I am in the vegetation.
But it is a significant number of smaller apartments is the approach.
Yes, and therefore the idea that the vegetation provides some aspect of outdoors or contact with nature is also part of the biophilic idea that we require this nature up close.
Fascinating stuff. Donovan, thanks very much indeed. The landscape architect on the project known as the Fynbos, which, according to the release I have in front of me, will be in Upper Bree Street, 24 stories, 689 apartments. As Donovan rightly points out, they're going to be smaller. A lot of them are accommodating sort of small-scale urban living. Very interesting development. I've seen lots of pictures of that one in Milan that he mentioned. Really, really impressive looking and very interesting. I've seen a couple in China. He mentioned that as well. It is a bit of a new trend. When you look at the building, you see a lot more trees and plants than you see concrete and brick. So it's a very significant shift. And if it has all the benefits that is claimed, biophilic development will very much become a thing in most urban centres in the future.